In our Wednesday special report preview of the Fed decision, we warned the balance of risk tilted towards risk-off flow. We highlighted the fact that while the Fed did come closer to the market at the December meeting, there was still a clear disconnect between what the market was and is expecting for rate cuts in 2024 versus what the Fed is looking for. Moreover, economic data since the December decision had been stronger and less justifying of the need to be cutting as aggressively as the market would like to see. And so this sentiment was indeed reflected in the Fed decision, which has since opened what we anticipated to be a wave of risk-off flow in the aftermath. But investors are stubborn and are still giving odds of about 50% for a March rate cut, even after Powell all but dismissed this possibility. What this says to us is that there is still more downside risk to be priced into stocks as these stubborn investors start to relent and wake up to the fact that they may have been too aggressive in pricing in rate cuts in 2024. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from German, Eurozone, and UK manufacturing PMI reads, Eurozone inflation, the Bank of England policy decision, US initial jobless claims, an ECB Lagarde speech, Canada manufacturing PMIs, US ISM manufacturing, and US construction spending. That's all for now.